Over the past 3 years, America has witnessed the greatest con job in American history. It took a combination of Democrat elites and a totally dishonest news media to pull it off, but they wasted time and taxpayer money. It mattered not to these devious people. The stage had been set for Hillary Clinton to assume the crown being passed on by Barack Hussein Obama. With that transfer of power, all of the dirty politics of the Obama administration, the hoax of the Clinton Foundation, and the weaponization of top intelligence agencies against Donald Trump would be forever hidden away. When Hillary lost, the Democrat Party panicked. We will soon receive the report from Inspector John Durham, and I predict that criminal charges will follow. It's been a long time coming, but justice is close at hand. So what was the truth about the Ukraine charges against Trump? It pays to remember that Democrats had been conniving to impeach this president since even before he took office. They knew that Trump could not be bought, and all of their dirty secrets were on the line. They lodged countless lies against him, from a Trump-Russia collusion in 2016 to obstruction of justice, and none of it turned out to be true. Total lies. They grew more desperate and seized upon a phone call between President Trump and the president of Ukraine to crank up their lie machine once again. What Democrats don't want you to know is that Ukraine had been a piggy bank for Democrat elites for more than a decade. Ukraine gave more money to the Clinton Foundation while Hillary was Secretary of State than any other country. Think about that. We're giving hundreds of millions of dollars to Ukraine to prop up their government, and they are funneling tens of millions back into the Clinton Foundation. If they could afford to do that, then why were we giving them our hard-earned tax money? Ukraine was being pushed by the Obama administration to develop more gas and oil and to hire Americans. Relatives of Nancy Pelosi, John Kerry, and Joe Biden were on the payroll of these energy companies in Ukraine when none of them had any experience in that industry. Mitt Romney also had a relative being paid by a Ukraine company. Joe Biden was the vice president under Barack Hussein Obama and was placed in charge of our country's affairs with Ukraine, China, and Romania. Joe's son, Hunter Biden, was being paid millions of dollars by a dishonest Ukrainian energy company named Burisma. As luck would have it, Hunter Biden was also receiving payments from companies in China and Romania. All three of those countries were answering to Joe Biden at the time. By a miraculous turn of fate, Hunter Biden was being paid for expertise that he did not have. He knew as much about the Ukrainian oil and gas business as Bugs Bunny. Hunter didn't even speak the language of the Ukrainians. Meanwhile, Donald J. Trump was elected president of the United States. He had promised, among other things, to get to the bottom of corruption flowing from Washington. Nowhere was corruption greater than in the Ukraine. It was an open secret in Washington that Hunter Biden was getting filthy rich on his father's name in all three countries that Joe Biden was in charge of. So how involved was Joe Biden in Hunter's largesse? That was a question that demanded an answer, and President Trump asked the new president of Ukraine, who himself had gotten elected by promising to clean up corruption there, to cooperate with the Trump administration to get to the bottom of the corruption both leaders had vowed to clean up. At that time, Ukraine was slated to receive another $400 million. U.S. taxpayer funds. President Trump put a hold on those funds, hoping to see progress from Ukraine on corruption. No rational person believes that American taxpayer money should continue to be shoveled out the back door to Ukraine while much of that money was kicked back to Democrat elites in Washington. Joe Biden decided to run for president for the third time, and suddenly Democrats demanded that Trump not investigate the possible corruption of Joe and Hunter Biden. They claimed that Trump was trying to get dirt on a possible campaign opponent. But if there was no dirt to be found, how on earth could Joe Biden be affected by an investigation? Meanwhile, Democrats have had a 3-year investigation into Trump trying to find dirt, and Trump may well be Biden's opponent in 2020. And by the way, the Democrats tried to get Ukraine, under the old corrupt president, to help them find dirt on candidate Trump. That's how hypocritical Democrats are. For 8 long years of the Obama administration, Democrats at the top tier, like Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and John Kerry, took advantage of the lack of oversight of Ukraine for their own personal benefit. Trump would have been derelict in his duty as president if he kept sending billions of dollars to Ukraine without rooting out the corruption. Let me give you another good reason not to trust Democrats. It's their main benefactor, the grand wizard of evil, the great poobah of corruption, Georgi Schwartz. Who's that? Why, he's a multi-billionaire who has bankrolled more dirty Democrat projects than the Sanitation Department of New York. Schwartz is better known as George Soros, the Democrats' own piggy bank. Soros was behind the politicians who so fouled the 2016 election in America, using ill-gotten gains from his lifetime of crime. Long story short, Soros sought control of the natural gas industry in Ukraine to leverage in the energy market against Russia, but needed Democrat stooges to make the play for him. His political purchases in Washington, D.C. were delivering just that. But then along came Donald Trump, a very big surprise to Soros, the Democrats, and the fake news media, because all of their dirty laundry was still hanging out in Ukraine when the new U.S. president moved into the White House in 2017. Panic ensued, and all the apparatus of the deep state was put into operation to remove Trump even before he took the oath of office, to prevent detection of what they had done in faraway Ukraine. The first Democrat message to impeach Trump occurred in April 2016, long before the 2016 election ever happened. Soros had already been indicted in France and under investigation in both Ukraine and his home country of Hungary. But regardless, this former Nazi is more protected by Democrats in the United States than the spotted owl. So how can I call this man born to Jews a Nazi? Because he denied his Jewish heritage to work for Adolf Hitler, informing on other Jews and helping Hitler exterminate them. Georgi Schwartz was every bit as demonic as Adolf Hitler. As Soros, he's the number one purchaser of politicians in the world. He governs the entire Democrat Party in America, as well as its domestic and foreign policy, by purchasing the power players in the party and cutting them in on lucrative deals that help him maintain that control. Ukraine was a huge play by Soros, for example, and He had the key Democrats, from top to the lower top, set to make a fortune there, while he would make several fortunes. But that play required more than just the Yanks. Soros needed EU players as well, so he went shopping. Nigel Farage announced in the EU Parliament that a Soros Open Society memo had bragged of controlling 226 members of the 571, or 40% in that corrupt body, as well as in America. Between all the Democrat Yanks and 40% of the Brussels sissies, Soros controlled a healthy chunk of Western civilization, which Nigel Farage described as, quote, the biggest international collusion in history, end quote. Soros put his top minions on the job. Barack Hussein Obama and his vice president, Joe Biden, as well as two other Soros recruits, Hillary Clinton and John Kerry, both secretaries of state for Obama. Their orders were to get this Ukraine energy takeover done. But there's a new wrinkle in all of this. It has been disclosed that George Soros was also being investigated by consecutive Ukraine prosecutor generals, Yuri Lutsenko and Viktor Shokin, when the Obama administration corruptly forced the investigations to be closed back in 2016. Could that be why Democrat Senators Durbin, Leahy, and Menendez traveled to Ukraine to warn them to be quiet about all of this while Trump was president? Or they'd lose their funding altogether? Yes, but then a miracle happened in Ukraine, just as it had in the United States with the election of Donald Trump. An honest man was elected president of Ukraine to battle the corruptors. Make no mistake, there would have been no Obama presidency without George Soros. Human Events magazine credited that old Nazi with making an Obama administration even possible. And they're right. They reported that, quote, the first shots in the Obama revolution, the highly unlikely campaign that elevated an inexperienced former Chicago community organizer raised in Indonesia into Oval Office, were fired at the Long Island, Southampton Beach house of billionaire hedge fund manager George Soros, end quote. Soros funded Obama's 10-year career in national politics with millions, but he made billions in return on insider profiting, mainly in the energy sector, but also having special access to Obama's State Department, even directing that department from time to time on geopolitical matters, specifically Ukraine and Iran. But always, always to his benefit. It has previously been disclosed how Tom Steyer, Marty Nesbitt, and other Obama insiders were told to trash energy stocks, offshore platforms, and trash coal by day to make Obama look environmental, while they would snatch up those publicly crushed shares at a discount at night, with George Soros being the lead pig at the insider's feed trough. Hillary Clinton? Well, she should just call him Daddy. Without Soros, she might have had to stay home and bake cookies for Chelsea. But then her Clinton Foundation would be light, a few billion dollars. For sure, there would have been no sellout of her nation, giving Russia 20% of America's uranium stores without Soros. Hillary's State Department approved this traitorous sale of Uranium 1 to Putin in exchange for $145 million in gifts to the Clinton Foundation, setting a new record in pay-to-play politics. So how about John Kerry? That one's a little more complicated. It's no secret Soros slipped more than $23 million to John Kerry's unsuccessful bid for president in 2004. That's public information. But the payback is less transparent and a little more subtle than Hillary Clinton's. John Kerry's service to Soros during his stint as Mr. Pay-to-Play under Obama included introducing Soros at private State Department events and giving special privileges at the highest levels of U.S. government, a practice unheard of before Obama's reign of corruption. And it paid off. John Kerry is filthy rich. How ironic that Kerry, Biden, and Pelosi would later have relatives making millions of dollars in Ukraine in a business where they had no expertise and zero experience. When was the last time the U.S. government ordered a foreign nation to stop investigating corruption? Marie Yovanovitch was put into place as ambassador to Ukraine on August 18, 2016, by Barack Hussein Obama, during the heat of the election campaign, when it had dawned on these arrogant Democrats that Trump actually had a chance of winning. Hillary Clinton's campaign was implicated in the investigation, as was Democrat operative Tony Podesta, Alexandria Chalupa, a DNC contractor who directly sought dirt on Trump's campaign from the Ukraine government, Joe Biden, and John Kerry's family payoffs from a Ukraine natural gas giant, Nancy Pelosi's family's connections to Ukraine oil deals through her son, Paul Jr. And most importantly, they had to protect the grand wizard George Soros' attempted takeover of that nation's natural gas assets to keep the dirty cash rolling in for them. Ukraine dirt was under all of their fingernails. So when national hero Yuri Lutsenko was elected to clean up the mess Soros and Obama's people had made of his country, the Obama administration went into panic mode, full panic mode. Ambassador Yovanovitch immediately sought out Prosecutor General Lutsenko and ordered him to shut down an investigation of Democrats and their donors over their illegal activities in Ukraine, or they would lose all of their funding. That, my friends, is a quid pro quo Democrat style. This implicated Hillary Clinton, her campaign, several top Democrats, and even President Obama, who had approved the scheme. That was why Obama launched his counterintelligence action in the summer of 2016 against Trump and his campaign to give his own people cover and hide what they had done by turning the probe on Trump's temporary campaign manager, Paul Manafort, and other non-essential Trump campaigners. That was all a cover-up. A Soros-funded group, even while under investigation, was used to fund that. Remember, John Kerry's stepson was a partner with Vice President Biden's son, Hunter, in Rosemont Seneca. That's the little U.S. company paid $166,000 a month to advise Ukraine's natural gas giant, Burisma Holdings, on legal affairs in Ukraine. Vice President Joe Biden himself was paid $900,000 for consulting by Burisma Holdings, which, of course, corresponds in timing with Biden's threatening Ukraine that he would withhold $1 billion in U.S. funding, American taxpayer dollars, unless these investigations involving his son were shut down, and it had to be within 6 days, or they'd lose that money. Well, Nancy Pelosi launched impeachment proceedings against President Trump in retaliation for his looking into the Democrats' Ukraine scandal, but also to protect her own kid and much of the Democrat hierarchy, including Obama. Nancy's son, Paul Pelosi Jr., is on the board of Ukraine-related businesses Viscoil and NRG Lab. President Duda of Poland has promised to help Ukraine in cleaning up the mess of corruption the Democrats caused. And some very serious people in Warsaw are on it already. Nancy's son, George Soros, Joe Biden, and his kid, Barack Hussein Obama, Hillary Clinton, John Kerry, and even Mitt Romney, you're all on notice. The game is over. None of your deep staters are being allowed anywhere near this investigation. The Eastern Europeans are working directly with Attorney General Barr using private investigators. President Zelensky of Ukraine will have some questions for these devious Democrats and their sugar daddy, George Soros. Questions like, what are Democrats like Kofor Black of the CIA and U.S. Democrat banker Alan Apter of Merrill Lynch and Morgan Stanley doing running Ukraine's largest energy company? Why are U.S. Democrat politicians' kids like Hunter Biden and John Kerry's stepson and his campaign guy Devin Archer advising Burisma Holdings with a total collective experience of zero? Why is Burisma based in Cyprus instead of Ukraine? And why did Obama's State Department, Victoria Nuland in particular, a familiar name from the Russia hoax, pressuring Ukraine to put a Soros-friendly oligarch in as governor, in charge of the region where shale deposits and natural gas are most plentiful, to give out mining rights there, mainly to Burisma? President Zelensky will also need to ask why three Greek Cypriots are on the board and handling Burisma's money while they live in Cyprus, not Ukraine. The only Ukrainian on the board is the founder's daughter, and she is as clueless about energy as the Democrat hacks. Not a single energy person is on that board, and only one common denominator among them. All have ties to Democrat puppeteer George Soros. President Zelensky's investigators have already found out about Sunrise Energy Resources in Delaware and Burisma's later catch bin, Millington Solutions Limited, which briefly held all of these assets before quietly closing that company and mysteriously letting Burisma claim those shares in some incredible act of corporate magic in Joe Biden's home state. The mighty Burisma Holdings were nothing until it became a major shareholder of Sunrise Energy Resources, a Delaware corporation where Joe Biden was senator, and his brother Jim Biden makes sure the family gets its cut of any deal that goes down there, or it doesn't go down there. Those are Jim Biden's own words, not mine. For years, Democrats have accused Republicans of doing the exact same things they were doing. It's called throwing the dogs off the scent. The American taxpayers, Democrat or Republican, should be extremely angry at the corruption between Democrats and the Ukraine. Hundreds of millions of our tax dollars go to Ukraine every year, and much of that money comes back like a boomerang into the pockets of members of the Democrat elite's families. It should not be Donald Trump suggesting that this distorted money scheme be investigated. The American people should demand it. The word corruption does not even begin to explain the level of deceit and dishonesty. It's been going on for more than a decade. To use the words of a clueless 16-year-old climate expert named Greta Thunberg, "How dare you, Democrats?" Donald Trump should be thanked for refusing to send hundreds of millions of dollars more to Ukraine without demanding an end to the corruption between that country, George Soros, and Democrat elites. He also deserves thanks for bringing to light the Democrats' cozy association with the world's most evil man, little Georgi Swartz, born in Hungary, baptized in corruption by Adolf Hitler, and emerging as George Soros, financier of the Democrat Party, and all of their diabolical underhanded schemes. We can all be excused if our BS detection system sounds alarms about this latest scheme to push President Trump from office. It's not unlike the thieves calling for the abolition of the police department. Supporting the Pelosi and Schumer-led Democrat Party today is akin to Georgi Swartz's support for Hitler and the Nazis. Nazis exterminated Jews. The Democrat leadership today seeks to exterminate all opposition to their corruption. Both are deadly for freedom and democracy. I thank you for joining me today. I hope you had a great Christmas, especially those precious children. And we'll look ahead to 2020, which I hope and pray will be filled with less corruption, more morality in our country, and a return to the way things used to be. We've never been perfect as a people, but we've been a lot more perfect than we are today. Happy New Year, everybody, and I hope you had a Merry Christmas. I'm not afraid to say it. I'll be back again next week. Same time, same station, God willing.